Iranian authorities have arrested a number of prominent opposition figures following yesterday's demonstration, which left at least 8 protesters dead. A former foreign minister and human rights activist are among 10 people believed to have been detained. Several advisers to the opposition leaders, Mir Hussein Mousavi and Mohammad Khatami, were also arrested. A suicide bombing in the Pakistani city of Karachi has killed at least 30 people and injured dozens more. The bomber walked into the middle of a huge Shia Muslim procession and detonated explosives. There was a large police presence at the march, with fears there'd be an attack during the Ashura Holy Day celebrations. Rain has continued to fall on parts of northeast New South Wales overnight. Flood warnings have been issued for Bellingen, southwest of Coffs Harbour. There's also been minor flooding in the McIntyre River near Ashford. But the Bureau of Meteorology does expect conditions to ease. A New Zealand Maxi Alfa Romeo has won line honours in this year's Sydney to Hobart race. It arrived in Hobart last night to a crowd of thousands. Former winner Wild Oats 11 came in second, and ICAP Leopard came third, crossing the finish line just before 6 o'clock this morning. We'll have more news updates throughout the day.